listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Welcome back to Level 5 Radio, level5radio.com. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
How's it going?
It's all right. It's a little wet for me, you know.
Yeah, it's raining all right.
Yeah, but that's good. That means we get a little more variety on our Pokemon right now.
True, but I wish it wasn't raining both days of the weekend, because then we could actually have a diverse group of Pokemon spawning.
But cast form, rain, come on, man.
I caught three of them already.
You need 20 of them. You gotta
no,
catch them.
No, you just need one.
Okay, that's fair.
Pokedex entry, pretty useless.
I feel like
Pokedex fodder.
I feel like that's a majority of what's been released right now, but you know.
Yes.
We'll get into that. Well, it's been okay, you know, just hunting down the good stuff as usual. Yeah. Got my new shiny Swablu.
I need to catch up on the shiny count.
You got what?
What do you have, like 5 or so now?
Six.
Right.
Mostly Pikachu,
but still you got your
Sableye and Swablu.
Yeah. Cool. I have my lonely single shiny Pikachu.
I mean, you got one. That's all I'm...
I'm going to be all up in the next community day.
If
they actually release it. Shiny Dratini.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's no shiny badge yet, actually.
And that's a good point.
Niantic? Maybe next time.
Maybe. Shiny badge. Put that on the list, Niantic.
Yeah. How's your end been?
Pretty good. I had a nice little adventure yesterday on Saturday at the East River Park, because I was taking the train over the Williamsburg Bridge.
Right.
And I noticed that there was loads of Whalmer spawning after this event started, which, well, we'll get into the details of the event, but basically it's all Gen 3 Pokemon spawning right now.
Free Whalmers.
So I figured East River Park is a nest, but then if you look at the map, I think basically all of Manhattan is a Whalmer nest now.
Thank God, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's when it first came out, there was a couple of nests, but really there hasn't been any accessible nests lately. So
no reliable way to get those 400 candies.
So I decided to take a little excursion and walk along the East River Park. And of course, it was raining the whole time, so weather boosted Whalmer.
I'd say yay, but you're walking along in the rain. That's always miserable to me.
I mean, yeah, the good thing about it is that the temperature goes up because of the rain, but so it's a little bit more reasonable walking around. But
I'll agree with that.
My feet were completely waterlogged by the time I finished. One thing I noticed on the way from the subway to the East River Park is that Illumise are spawning like crazy in the Lower East Side. At least I don't know if it's the entire city, but I probably caught like 20, and I wasn't even trying.
More Pokedex fodder.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, I caught my first cast form. Both the normal form and the rain form were spawning.
Very nice.
It doesn't seem to follow any kind of rhyme or reason. Okay, so here's the odd thing. It was raining for most of the time I was there, but it was also cloudy, even though it was raining the whole time, pretty much.
Right.
It was also cloudy in the game. And I actually found the border between two different weather zones.
Oh, yeah?
So when I crossed, I think, north of the Williamsburg Bridge, it was raining. When I crossed south of it, it was cloudy. Even though it was clearly raining everywhere. But anyways, it must have something to do with S2 cells or whatever.
That's interesting, actually. Okay.
And eventually, I think it was raining everywhere. But I noticed the spawns changed very quickly.
Yes.
Lotads were nowhere to be found in the place south of the Williamsburg Bridge. But anyways, yeah, when it comes to cast form, even when it was cloudy, I caught a rainy one. And I'm pretty sure even when it was raining, I caught a normal form.
Yeah, they're kind of weird with that, because the forms don't change even when the weather changes. So what I'm guessing is that normal one spawned before it became rainy, so it just stayed.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure exactly how it works, but two down, two to go. It has been sunny lately, so hopefully in the next week we'll have a sunny day.
Oh, definitely.
Catch one of those, and maybe some even more snow. It would be nice to catch a snow form.
I wouldn't hold out for that. It snowed I got light snow on Friday when I was in Lower East Side.
Did you actually get it in-game, though?
No, unfortunately. Yeah. I saw it. It was like a little flurry, just a little bit, but I looked at my game, cloudy. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
We'll have to look at the weather report later.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued going around. I got a bunch of Surskit, and
oh boy,
enough to probably evolve two Masquerains. But of course, at the very end of my walk, I caught a Masquerain, so no lucky egg.
See, I kind of like when that happens, because it's like, okay, I filled the Pokedex now on my own time. I go find, if I really wanted it, something that's good.
Yeah, but so for me, it's more about that doubling that 1,000 experience with the lucky egg.
Right.
That's kind of nice. Or is it 500? Double to 1,000.
Double to 1,000, yeah.
So in my excursion, I stumbled upon, well, there was tons of really high level weather boosted Whalmer, yeah, obviously. But there was this guy in the distance on his bike. He's like, did you catch it?
Oh.
I'm like, what? He's like, oh, is this your first one? I'm what? Like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm catching Whalmer. Is there like 100, is there 100% or something? And finally he's like, yeah, there's the 1058 Whalmer over there is 100%. I was like, ooh, weather boosted.
Nice.
100% IVs. Shout out to the dude on the bike, even though he doesn't listen to podcasts, and I didn't tell him what the name of the podcast was.
You missed out. He's like, oh yeah, by the way.
I was like, hey, do you listen to podcasts? He's like, no.
Oh.
Like, all right, bye.
I'd say I redact that shout out then.
So yeah, I should have known. There was like a group of, well, it wasn't really a group. It was like two other people there. But finally, at the end of my trip, I had well over 400 candies. So okay. I evolved my first Wailord.
A perfect Wailord.
A perfect Wailord.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And what do I have to show for it? A barely usable, slightly, less than useful water type.
He's fat. That's all you can say.
It's funny to see it in a gym. So I'll have fun like throwing in a gym. It's
so
like,
we should have a setup where
it's like Wailord and then everything else.
You should put, what you should do is you and Keith should set up where Wailord and Steelix, yeah, and just watch the gym expand out.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I love those.
And so after my trip, I had a bunch of evolutions to do. So I now have a Ludicolo.
Oh, congrats.
Sharpedo, Leiron, Vigoroth, Vibrava, and of course the Wailord.
Yeah. Right before we start recording, I was like, oh, I finally got like my perfect Lotad. Time to evolve it. And then I realize it's level 6. And I've already wasted like all 125 right. candies. And then we look over my other one. It's perfect. Level 23.
Yes. And you evolved the level 6 one.
401 CP. That's going to be long grind.
I've done similar things before.
That's going to be the longest grind. Yeah,
that Vigoroth that I evolved, I already evolved the wrong.
Who cares? Slacking sucks.
Well, whatever. It's another gimmicky one. I'm very close to having enough candy to evolve
it
all.
I feel like that's like the motto of Gen 3. It's another gimmicky one.
True.
Like you look at them like slacking.
Yeah, very few of
Wailord.
Very few of these Pokemon are going to change the meta in any significant way.
Plusle, Minun, Sableye. They're just like, oh, look at them. They're kind of interesting, but they don't do anything.
That's the thing, though. Now that we have like legendaries from all these different generations, will there be a useful Pokemon that is not a legendary ever again? Pretty much.
I mean, it's going to be Salamence. It's going to be Dragonite still.
Salamence is what type of dragon?
Dragon flying.
Another dragon.
Same flying. As Dragonite. Okay, Metagross. Aggron's really good. Aggron's like super good.
Speaking of Salamence, have you even seen a Bagon yet?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Me neither.
I've heard rumors of them, but I've not seen one yet.
Yeah, right. I've heard rumors as well. Nowhere to be found in New York City. Fun. So the last thing I wanted to mention is there's 6-hour lores going on, so I shut off a lore at my Pokestop at my apartment last night. And it was raining for almost the entire time.
Right.
And I found it very strange that 90% of the Pokemon spawning were Minun or Plusle.
Oh yeah, friendly reminder, Minun is available in the States now.
Spoiler alert, we're going to get into the details of this event later, but yes, they're spawning together now. Apparently,
like, who cares?
So often that I've already caught probably maybe like 3 or so that are above like 95% and probably about a dozen that are above 80%. So like, okay, too much.
More Pokédex filler.
Too much. That's not a Pokédex, like that's We don't need more than one.
You don't.
Just the Pokedex filler.
You don't. You really like Sangoose and Seviper. You're not going to use them. But
it'd be
hey,
fun yeah, if you could, like, if you had a Mine and Aniplussle, you could evolve it into something cool.
Or they actually got their abilities off.
Or something like that.
Yeah, because they have plus and minus in the game, and when they're on the same field in a double battle, they get powered up.
There you go.
So if they were in a gym, you gotta be like, ooh, but we don't have abilities in this game.
Well, the ability is dressing up your gym like we were talking about last week.
God, yes.
You could fill it up with all like Pikachu spin-offs.
You could. The Facebook group posted something where they just filled it with the Eeveelutions.
Right. Well, that's cool, you know? And then you have like a Pikachu.
Someone did that actually in a story where they had like the hat Pikachus and the right shoes and everything.
Okay. But you can't put more than one hat Pikachu in it.
No, but they had like a hat Pikachu, hat Raichu.
Okay. That's cute.
So what you do though is since plus and minus so little, you set up where you and Keith put in the Wailord and the Steelix and then little itty bitty little mice in between.
Right.
And they'll never see them. What do you mean there's no room in this gym? I don't see any other Pokemon.
Yeah, The only giveaway was the sixth heart.
Barely visible.
So yeah, the lures were very limited. Strangely, I think the spawn rates during this event are kind of wonky because
skewed.
It's just kind of temporary, I guess, lasting for a few days. Anyway, so speaking of... Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I was going to know about lures and instance. So, friendly reminder though, cast form. It will have the weather form if you get it off a lure, but if you use instance, it's always normal.
Interesting. Okay.
So.
Good to know.
If you need more garbage Pokemon...
So the big news obviously this week is what I like to call the airwave.
Man, that thing I've been talking about for like a month.
Yes.
Yeah, finally.
It came true. So it's a big way the new wave of Gen 3 Pokemon is primarily flying and dragon type.
Uh-huh.
And in fact there's an event going on till February 13th. That's this Tuesday that all spawns in the wild are Gen 3 exclusively.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's funny. The first time I went out after that happened, I barely noticed the difference.
Like, yeah.
Whismur, Spheal.
Dude, the Whismurs have been on like, oh my God. I'm tripping. I'm looking for Aerons because I want my shiny. Dude, Whismurs are everywhere.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah, in my usual spots, I barely noticed the difference in the spawns. That's kind of unfortunate. Like,
the event started at 5, right?
About 4, I think. 4 or 5, 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting for it. I'm looking at my clock. I'm like, okay, it's obviously not going to happen until 1 PST, 4 for us. And then, like you said, I didn't notice anything different. A lot more Whismurs, but not really anything. Maybe and one Swablu.
Right. Yeah, I think I noticed that one Swablu. Because
Swablu's like the Pidgey of this
silhouette.
Update.
Pretty much.
Which is ironic, because Talo is supposed to be the Pidgey of Gen 3.
Right.
Hmm.
Or even Wingull. Wingull doesn't seem too common either.
No, not at all.
I saw one in my entire trip yesterday.
Ugh, that's bad.
So, in addition to that, Rayquaza raids are live. And
yes.
Those will last until March 16th.
So, I got my first one yesterday.
Nice.
He's extremely easy.
Well, yeah, I've heard that you can duo.
You can duo it with the right conditions. If you have like weather boosted this and that,
yeah,
blah 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 blah. Yeah, you can do it.
Okay,
I think our lobby only had 5 people.
Wow,
and we took down Rayquaza, and I was just like,
I think that's one thing I didn't get to do yesterday was raids. I did actually do one last Kyogre raid with KC on Friday,
yeah,
just to sneak that in. We have a couple more days, speaking of, to get Kyogre. Kyogre raids end February 14th, which is this Wednesday. And I think they end at about 4 p.m. our time.
Yep, 1 p.m. PST.
Gotcha. So.
So get out there and try to get that really good one.
Right.
Please. I'd say... This weekend was like the time to do it because of the rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Eh.
But yeah, I was kind of busy doing other things, so obviously. I didn't really concentrate on raids.
Tisk, young man.
Well, I had some Wailords to evolve. So.
I got to get my really poor man's, my poverty level Kyogre here.
Right, yeah, exactly. The irony of that. Again, Pokedex fodder.
Yeah.
Let's see. So another interesting thing about this update, I don't know if it's actually related to the update or just a temporary thing or permanent thing. Mm-hmm. Minun is now spawning.
Yeah, yeah.
Alongside Plusl, basically all over the world.
Good region exclusive.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they're being wishy-washy with region exclusives now. I'm happy that we're able to catch it without having to travel, but still, what's the point of doing it in the first place then?
Who even cares about Minun?
Not me, but
yeah.
I mean, it again, it fills a slot in the Pokédex. That's kind of my primary goal with this game.
I get what you're getting at, though. You wish they would stick to their guns and be like, okay, you have to go here if you want this, but they've done it with Kangaskhan, sort of.
The nice thing about that sort of thing that they've been doing is dividing them between like different continents, essentially, mm-hmm. like the Minun, Plusl, Seviper, etc.
Yeah.
Is you get to travel to one place and you could catch multiple of those. And I was right. I was actually happy about that. But then they, of course, released more in very specific locations that I'm probably not going to get to anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, all right, we might as well just get into that. The new region exclusives. So, so far this generation, we've had a number that have basically started out as region exclusive and then became not so region exclusive. So,
right.
Zangoose and Seviper, they traded places recently. Originally, Zangoose was spawning in America.
Yeah.
And then now Seviper is in place of Zangoose. And then Minun and Plusl was spawning in North America, but at the moment available everywhere. I'm wondering if they'll do that with Solrock and Lunatone, because currently Solrock is spawning here. I would like to get a Lunatone, I suppose.
You know? Yeah, more Pokedex fodder.
Yeah. And then, of course, the newest one is Illumise and Volbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Illumise is the one that's spawning in North America.
You know, oddly enough, though, if you have a good enough Solrock, it's actually pretty decent against Rayquaza.
Really?
Yeah. Because its attack stat is respectable.
Okay.
And it's rock type, so it's actually pretty good with Ancient Power.
I've only caught two so far, and they're pretty low level, so...
Not going to be used anytime soon.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to put rare candy into that. So the other region exclusives, which are actually
very
specific locations,
yeah.
Relicanth is only spawning in New Zealand and Fiji,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean...
Apparently they're like super common over there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's good, I guess, if I happen to find myself in Fiji. Get some water. And then Torkoal was also released in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, parts of Oman, and...
General
Indochina area.
Another thing is with Torkoal, especially Malaysia has a ton of them.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, they're super
common. It's nice that they're more common than Tauros is in the U.S. because currently, like,
I see
one Tauros a week, maybe, if I'm lucky.
I was gonna say, if you're lucky, I have not seen a Tauros in almost a month.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I saw one recently, but not since this event started, certainly. And they're saying that the region exclusives are still spawning during this event. So it's not truly...
So Tauros are even more rare now.
Yeah. So I was actually really worried because when I first read the description of this event, I have my Miami trip coming up. And one of the reasons I want to go there is to catch two region exclusives.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? Exactly.
You show up... There's no Pokemon.
But luckily, this event ends actually right when I go there. So I lucked out there. But
you're going to Miami, go along the coast at one of the parks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like the hot spot.
That's where all the good spawns are, apparently.
Okay. Okay, cool. I mean, I was planning on walking along the water anyway, but
hit the parks.
Cool. All right, we'll do. And then
the worst
final and most disappointing, I guess, region exclusive is Tropius, the good old grass flying type from Gen 3.
The weird banana dragon looking thing.
Yeah. Banana dinosaur.
Yeah.
Is spawning in Africa, South Spain, and Crete.
It's so, like, it's weird that it spills over into those last two. Like, you'd think you'd have it set to, okay, here's again, the continent of
this
Africa.
This probably has to do with S2 cells, how they, you know, divide it out.
Big-ass S2 cell. Well, I guess, south of Spain, I understand, because there's, like, that little area of Trafalgar, it's, like, right there.
What, this is the only reason I'm going to be able to catch...
That's true, Heracross.
Heracross, yeah, so... I'm okay with it.
Oh, man. Are you excited for Corsola, though? Because
I'm much more likely to go to the south of Spain than I am Africa, probably.
I mean... I think I'm more likely to Crete than I am in South Spain or Africa, but still, I don't even know if Tropius is good. I haven't looked at its stats at all.
Yeah, it's probably not too good. It's never been that great, but it's
I mean, its typing's not amazing.
It looks big and powerful, but it's not.
I don't even think. I think that Tropius is like,
but again,
one of the flagships for Gen 3. I want to
catch one. So
yeah, I hate to say it, though, like we said earlier, it's most of Gen 3 seems like just Pokedex fodder. A lot of these are silly, gimmicky Pokemon.
Well, here's the thing. Now that we have legendaries in the game, I think that's the way it's going to be from here on out.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there's really not going to be many non-legendary Pokemon that are meta-relevant from here on out. Because
that's a shame, isn't
with
it?
With every legendary released, a whole type becomes useless.
For the most part,
Yeah. With some exceptions.
I don't know. You know, like Dragonite's always going to be good because it's just got set. The ones with the highest base stat total are always going to be relevant. But yeah. Legendaries are just like 600 and up usually, so it doesn't matter. Again, I feel bad because there's no reason these Pokemon need to be bad.
Right.
Or weak in general. Like we live. This is a game where you can tweak things, where things can be relevant in some weird niche fashion.
Right, right.
Like, oh, they're releasing a psychic thing. Well, Illumace has really high defense. Okay, it's really good against this, maybe? I don't know.
So, all right, you're able to attack with these legendary Pokemon, but you're not able to defend with them. But here's the thing. Gen 3 did not release any really relevant defenders.
The Regis. That's going to be it.
Well, when they come out, sure. But yeah. But here's the thing. You can't defend with
them. That's true. So, yeah, you're right. There's nothing really... Like, Aggron is like...
So you're still seeing the same six Pokemon in
Aggron and Metagross gen. Might be it for defenders.
Right.
But other than that, everything's really glass cannon.
Right, right.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's the thing. Is we're not going to see many Gen 3 Pokemon in gyms consistently. Like, honestly, when I go to a gym, if it's my second gym and I'm just having fun,
mm-hmm.
I'll throw something like my Melodic into one. But beyond that, it's we're not going to see... We're not going to... be able to use many of them.
By the way, I brought up Tropius, max CP 1846.
Yeah, that's not surprising. It's always been so-so.
That's just such a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
strong, low CP Pokemon.
By the way, it's ironic. I don't think Pelipper's going to be good either. In the actual Pokemon games, Pelipper is broken because it gets Drizzle in the game now. So it summons weather and it boosts itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's
really
stats are relevant.
It's
good enough to be relevant.
It's boosted moves. Yeah, actually, because it gets the Hydro Pump, it gets the perfect Hurricane. And it's just like, I'm Pelipper.
Yeah. Okay.
But in this game, it's like
abilities, right?
So, I'm Pelipper. Go away.
I think abilities would definitely be a way to make more Pokemon relevant.
Oh, easily.
If they added those to this game.
Easily. Because then like certain gimmicks would work.
But I think also another gym rework is necessary because really there's no incentive to use more than six Pokemon.
So like let's say Tropius again. If you got one, it's sunny outside. All right, that boosts grass. But then Tropius also has a thing called chlorophyll.
Right.
Or solar power. It's one of those where it raises its attack.
Okay.
Again, in the sun. Okay. Wow, Tropius can actually go with some big things now.
Right. Right.
Whereas like, I have a weather boosted Solar Beam? Oh boy, Tropius.
Yeah, so.
Why not just use Venusaur or Sceptile?
One day.
No. I'm sorry. I like this game a lot. I don't know if Niantic can do abilities correctly.
Well, at this point, do they even need a battle system in this game? Just, like.
No.
If we just concentrated almost exclusively on filling the Pokedex, I wouldn't feel so bad about it, but there's this whole part of the game that is severely broken.
Yeah, no, entirely. It skews to one end of the spectrum, and there's no balancing it.
That's kind of why I don't obsess about IVs so much or look at the map too closely and kind of fill the Pokedex at this point.
I guess.
Because at the end of the day, and then when it comes to powering up your Pokemon, like a level 40 Pokemon compared to like a level 30 Pokemon, there's really hardly any difference.
Yeah, it's just a few HP, a few stats here and there, but nothing. And it's single digits too, usually.
Right.
A little sprinkle.
Right, exactly. Because, there's diminishing returns when it comes to powering up Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just... You spend more Stardust, more candy to power right. it up, even less.
See, I usually go hunting for the perfects because it gives me a purpose in this
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't want to hit that slump like I did in after Gen 2 dropped. You caught things and you're like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'm bored. But now it's like, well, let's go see if we can find something good. You know, you go more, you're inclined to go adventuring a little more often.
Right, right.
Even if the battle system sucks.
Right. I mean, I guess they're doing a good job. We have stuff to talk about every week. They're trickling out content, at least.
Yeah. And they're definitely keeping the events going.
But now
which is
Gen 3 is going to be done. So,
except for the few that they can't figure out how to implement.
Yeah. Speaking of which, why don't we go through that list very quickly?
Exactly.
So still missing is the Nincada line,
mm-hmm.
which I get that. There's going to be a special mechanic for that, that they have to program.
Shouldn't even be hard, though.
Right. Spinda. Does Spinda have any special mechanic in the game?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
It's spots. No two Spinda are alike. There's like over 4 billion different varieties of Spinda.
I see. Okay.
But that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm not going out to catch every Spinda. I swear to God, I won't. But
you're not going to get the Spinda medal?
God, what if? I don't think there's enough space in the game.
Yeah, there's not enough inventory.
But that's it. That's Spinda's only thing.
Okay, well, still requires some additional programming. I get it.
Supposedly, yeah.
You also have Kecleon.
Kecleon's thing is he color change. When he gets hit by an attack, his type changes.
I see, yeah.
Or his hidden ability is Protean. When he uses an attack, his type changes.
Okay.
So it's either one of those, I guess. But again, you don't have abilities, so this doesn't work. Kecleon, just right. put him out. Who cares? Nobody's going to use Kecleon.
Right, exactly. So why even bother? I mean, they've already done away with certain abilities. Like, for example, Cast Form, it is supposed to change
with the weather.
With the weather, not just permanently be in that form, but they've changed that.
Here's
so
five Pokemon.
If they're not, if they're okay with changing that, why aren't they okay with just dropping the stuff and releasing these?
See, I'm going to touch on it. Let's finish up this. I have something to touch on with Cast Form.
Okay. And then finally we have
Clamperl.
Clamperl and that line. That's a little strange.
Yeah. So Clamperl requires an item. No, two items to evolve.
I see.
But we already have items in the game. There's really no reason.
Yeah. Just launch the items.
Just launch the items. People are going to spend the damn stops anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's not even good. Gorbis and
Huntail
aren't
great. At the end of the
day,
we have the mechanics in place for items and also for, you know, evolution forks.
I don't understand because it happens with Slowpoke. This is exactly Slowpoke.
This is exactly the same situation. So
except instead of one item.
Yeah, there's two.
Two items. Like,
so I don't think that's a lot. I mean, I would hope that they have the support programmed in when they made that.
You think.
And then kind of bizarre.
And then finally the rest of legendaries.
The Regis, the
Jirachi, Deoxys. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to touch on.
And then the Latios and Latios.
Yeah. If they're doing cast form this way, I fear that Deoxys is going to be the same way.
Me too.
Where you raid.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
Okay. This is a normal, it's going to show Deoxys. And then when you go in,
right.
It'll be random or some crap.
Yeah. I'm not cool with that.
No, not at all. Like, instead of introducing a cool mechanic like we talked last week, visit this spot. It changed. Whatever.
Right, right.
Here's four Pokemon. You're artificially padding out the Pokedex.
Right.
And even then, it's not padding it out because you just need one to fill out the Pokedex entry.
Right.
There's no medal. There's no incentive. It's like, I caught it. Who cares?
Right. Well, listen to last week's episode if you haven't already, because we go over some neat ideas on what they could do with Deoxys, but yeah, it's starting to look like it's going to be the boring option.
Yeah, just go and raid it, and maybe you'll get the cool attack form.
Right.
And another thing about it, there's no reason to use defense form.
Right.
It doesn't do anything.
Sure. They'll be completely useless forms. Yeah.
Like, why not get the glass cannon form so you can raid better, so you can take down gyms better?
Right.
I guess defense would be, like, earlier you would
use... Doesn't Deoxys' attack form have the largest attack stat in the
180.
Game? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I could see to use defense is some people, when they raid legendaries, they put Blissey on the end as an anchor so that they can last. That doesn't matter anyway. Deoxys could kind of do the same thing, but who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's so sad.
But anyways, Moving along with this, there's a new shiny, which we touched upon briefly earlier. Yeah, Swablu, which
Swablu.
Our friend Adele over here has already caught.
Look, man,
I hate you.
I'm sorry. I got good luck with those.
Yeah, you're on streak right now. I need to get me some of that.
I just need my different. I need my red eyes, blue Aeron,
right,
and my ketchup Duskull.
Yeah,
and then a Bennett, but who cares? Or I'm sorry, Shuppet.
So one thing of note about Swablu is that it takes 400 candy to evolve, so it's the new Whalmer, I suppose.
It's Niantic padding out things. They're trying to give you a reason to keep playing, keep walking.
It's funny that the same event that introduced this new 400 candy evolution is the same event that allowed me to evolve the last one. I think that's by design.
I don't understand. There's nothing special about Altaria. At all. Whalelord's big. Okay, that's funny. It makes sense.
Has a gimmick at least. It's big. Like, okay.
He's a fat boy, but
it'll be goofy when you put one in a gym. People will laugh.
Altaria is, it's a cotton ball.
Right. Yeah, at least they're saying that Swablu is a nest Pokemon. So like,
oh boy.
Like Whalmer, hopefully it'll be not impossible to actually get to that point.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's 1K to walk with, thank God. But
yeah.
I swear, I saw that. I was like, oh, I caught a Swablu. And I just see the 4 on the candies. I'm like, oh, 40. That's a weird number.
Right.
And then I look again, 400. I'm like, hold up. Whoa. Yeah.
When I first saw that, I was pretty sure that was the number of Stardust I needed to power it up, but it was not.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. Like, so,
just artificial padding.
Promptly after I finished powering up or evolving my Whalelord, I switched to Swablu because that's the most logical one to switch to since it's 1K.
As soon as I realized I was like at 92 Trapinch candies, I was like, I'll just use rare candies for the rest.
Yeah.
Sticking my Swablu in, we have got to start walking.
Right. Yeah, I'm debating whether or not to just start using some of my rare candy to evolve some of these, because why not?
Start pumping it, dude. Especially the Lotads.
Lotad, I'm already finished with, though. Yesterday, I caught enough to evolve.
Oh, that's right. So, you don't want a good Ludicolo? You don't want, like, strong Ludicolo?
I mean, what's the max EP on Ludicolo?
I think it's over 2,000.
Really? Yeah. I don't know.
Water grass is pretty cool.
I mean, I have a beefy 80% and above Ludicolo now, so I don't remember what level it is, but
okay,
it's something.
I guess save the rare candies for Salamence then. Salamence, Metagross.
Well, I mean, considering how rare Bagon seems at this point, it sounds like I'm gonna have to.
So I just realized. So they changed all the spawns to Gen 3. Are the eggs Gen 3, or do I still hatch a bunch of crap from those? Because I don't think they ever touched on that.
I think they actually did. And think that I don't know if anyone has the complete list at this point, but it does seem like eggs are mostly Gen 3 right now.
Okay.
Or all Gen 3, but it's not clear exactly what everything is, what different eggs everything's coming from. So they're still generating this list.
Because I know that Bagon.
Last time I looked at the Sylph Road, they were still putting it together.
Yeah. Because I know Bagon and Metang are going to be 10Ks. Definitely.
Right, exactly. So
maybe we'll have luck just popping from those. Just start walking.
I mean, that's the only time I've ever caught a Trapinch, so I've actually hatched three of them so far. Ugh. Have you seen any in the wild?
I have, actually.
How many and where?
I've caught 5 over by the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, it must be a biome thing, I suppose. I don't know.
I think it was windy that day, too.
Okay, yeah, that helps.
You got to plan around the weather, Joe. That's why we have a weather report.
Yeah, I suppose. what else is there to say about this update? There's an item sale.
Yeah.
Which, there's really nothing that I want to get. I mean, there's incubators, which are nice, but I really don't need anything else. I don't want premium raid passes.
And they're just regular incubators, too, not super.
Yeah, exactly. There's lucky eggs, there's star pieces, there's
incense.
There's incense in the smallest box. I'm not going to get any of these. I don't know about you.
I feel like the middle one's probably going to be the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice variety. Honestly, what I did was I just bought a couple of incubators because I know there's all Gen 3 eggs right now, so I want to clear out some of my eggs and at least get a batch of these.
You ever feel like that's always the case? The middle one is always like the best deal, kind of?
Well, it depends on what you're looking to buy, because if you're looking to buy specifically one item, the smallest one sometimes makes sense as well.
Yeah. I'm not getting any of these though. Yeah. Like I only get my coins through the gems now. So.
You ever notice how they never actually put lures in these boxes when they're 6-hour lures? Because that's something I would consider buying. But
right.
Although I do have a little bit of a backlog from the, I think it was the holiday sale.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
God. So I have a handful of lures still, but...
Yeah, I still got about 20 myself.
Yeah, I think I have about 10 at this point because I've been going through them at these events.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't do, like, extended incense or something, too.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, too.
Nice.
Yeah. Make give it us a reason to use them. I don't know. Incense have always been pretty useless for me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, like, what they should do is make region exclusives more common for incense. And I think that would be awesome if you're visiting a place and you don't see it. Like, for example, when I was in Japan, my first week, I didn't see a single Farfetch'd.
Right.
They should do that. They should make it so that incense have a much higher chance of spawning these. I mean...
Something.
Something like that.
Some incentive to use these.
Some incense.
Oh, my God. I think I still have like 70 incense. Like, I just don't use them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I haven't purchased that many. So I think I have like, I don't know.
I take it back. I use them 10. When I go home because my family lives in like more of a rural area.
Yeah.
I use it there.
Okay.
That's it, though.
I believe when you're in like a zone that doesn't have a biome, I think it pulls Pokemon from...
A global
the entire from the global decks,
the global regional decks,
right?
You're not going to spawn a Farfetch.
Oh yeah, 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 no, I know that much. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So if you're like in the middle of water, I guess,
dude, we need to go on the Staten Island ferry. Like,
so do you need?
I have caught Trapinch on that ferry.
Oh, so wait, do you need to put off an incense, or do you need to
just go?
Or there's normal spawns
just
in the
normal
water. Okay.
Well, not normal. Weird spawns.
Weird spawns in the water. There are spawns in the water, yes. Is my question. Yeah, okay.
Because it's a route that has cell activity because of the ferry.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it pulls from every biome. It's so random.
That's
like, I caught Trapinch, Rhyhorns, yeah. Charmanders, Lotads. And you're just like, why are all these in the water?
Yeah, that's so weird.
So...
That would be fun. Let's do that.
Yeah.
It's a free trip anyway.
It is a free trip. And it's like a good waste of an hour almost. And you can see a Statue of Liberty.
So what do you think about this event, Gen 3, the launch so far in general? Any final thoughts?
I miss my Rattatas already. I can't even finish my medal. No, it's a nice change. It's a little quick, though.
Yeah, certain things feel too fast, certain things feel too slow. Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen a single Bagon.
Nope.
But I've caught like 8,000 Mining and Plusle. I caught 8,000 Whismur.
Oh.
And I've caught 8 billion Spheal.
See, you keep reminding me of Whismur. I actually evolved mine today.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how bad Exploud was.
Did you get the medal yet, by the way?
For what?
For the Hoenn?
Yes. Yeah, I finished 90? My first 90, yeah.
Okay, cool. I got that today, actually.
So, yeah, fun fact, we mentioned it before, Zangoose doesn't get any normal moves, so it's not good.
Right.
Exploud doesn't get any normal moves. Instead, it gets Crunch, Fire Blast, and Disarming Voice, and then, like, Bite and some other random elemental move. It's bad.
But you can surprise people if you use it as a defender.
It's in a gym right now. It's just chilling out. Or
okay.
Did he get booted? Well, I can't remember. See? He's somewhere. I
You're
think
using
he's
it.
Oh, no, he is in the gym. He's in the gym over by the subway.
Over,
yeah,
right? Yeah, you said.
Garbage Pokemon. I love Exploud. Again, why can't they put Hyper Voice or Boomer? You know, something. Give this dude something.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing for them to not have a single normal type move.
A little bit. And it's a real waste of time and candy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't wait to like fill out my Pokemon. I do not want this Pokemon.
Does it have a good defense stat, you know?
Not really.
No.
It's got a really good attack stat. That's about it. But when you don't have any moves.
Yeah. Yeah. What does it matter?
Yeah. But like, I don't know. They just released this on Friday. It ends on Tuesday. That's kind of quick, but I guess.
It is fast, but I don't know. Eh. I'm kind of okay with it because it's weird because it's exciting, but it feels like the same stuff that was spawning before.
Oh, yeah. But
minus
more
some
now.
Of the Gen 1 garbage, you know?
But I like the Gen 1 garbage.
Well, you're the only one.
I need my Rattata badge. By the way, speaking of Gen 1 garbage, I remember you said Prospect Park was a possible Weedle Nest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I believe that now. Weedles are like kind of rare.
They are a bit rare, yeah.
Which is weird that you would make it a nest, but I can confirm that it was a nest.
Right, right. Speaking of nests, so theoretically the nest changed up during when this event launched.
Theoretically, nobody knows.
At this point, nobody, I mean, I haven't been able to identify any specific nests. I thought that the East River Park was a Whalmer nest, but
right.
Apparently it's not. Because if you look at the map, almost every, the entire city is covered in Whalmer, but also along the water, especially, there's tons of them. So I guess that's just a product of this event. I don't really know. But no one's come out with a list yet. So we don't have anything to share with you in that department today.
Unfortunately.
I've been trying to look myself and I've been unable to identify any specific nests, but
it's a shame, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it kind of is.
It's like, oh, here's this explosion. What's everything?
But that being said, I wonder if, at the end of this event, the nests will go back to what they were like.
See, that's going to be real weird.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Or if it'll be a completely new nest migration. I suppose it would have to be a new one because they need to incorporate the new wave of Gen 3 Pokemon. So it'll probably be a proper nest migration.
I kind of hope that
when the event ends.
If the nest did change, they stay the Gen 3 stuff they are.
Yeah.
And then the next one over goes back to normal or something. That would be a nice little treat. If the nests are worth it, I'd say.
I mean, honestly, the list of nests that the changes that happened this past Thursday, the nests were dismal. They're awful.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to have them all change.
Does anyone know what Central? Have you seen what Central Park is yet, by chance?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what it is currently.
I guess you could try and just turn everything on and see what spawns the most.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know. It's a little bit difficult because, it seems just like a mix of things. It seems like there's also pockets of Pokemon spawning in different, areas in the city, too.
Yeah.
Like the Illumise is all over the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I forget what it was. Aerons were spawning sort towards the north.
Yeah, I caught, a ton of Aerons around the Flatiron.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't seem like there's a typical nest migration. It's weird.
Yeah.
Which is a little disappointing because there's certain things that I would want to go to a nest specifically to catch.
Right.
Like I'd go to a Swablu nest right now, but it's unclear what a Swablu nest is.
Oh, that's everywhere is a Swablu nest.
Yeah, exactly. The entire city is a Swablu nest now, right?
God bless. Bird poop all over.
Anyways, so yeah, mixed reviews for this event from us. It's kind of exciting, but kind of
turn down the Whismers, turn down the Aerons for a second, bump up the Talos and Pelipper's and stuff.
Why is Whalmer so much more common than all the other sort of semi rare ones? I don't know. It's just it's
kind of bizarre. No, the 400 candies take full advantage. You gotta have that Wailord.
Right. All right. There's actually a bunch more news that happened a bit earlier in the week that we haven't gone through yet. So,
okay, let's hit that up real quick.
There was a wave of really weird EX raid pass distribution.
Yeah, what is that about? Like, just people randomly got stuff.
Yeah, so here's what ended up happening. So, yeah, people got raid passes for gyms that they've been to, once, they haven't even battled at.
Or never been to
ages ago, things like that. And turns out it was a bug, right?
Of course.
Niantic was attempting to make some changes to the EX raid system to improve it, but ended up putting out this crazy wave.
Right.
So they said in a recent blog post that the bug is fixed, so the next wave should be better.
Okay.
And it gave some details about some of the changes they made. It should be, again, a little bit easier to get EX raid passes because I think they're going to lift the limit a bit on how many people get raid passes for a specific location.
Okay.
So you might have more people showing up, which is nice.
I suppose.
And some of the stuff on the back end, I think they changed the type of S2 cell that is getting EX raids now. So, which made it seem like there would be fewer of them, but that's not the case. Anyways, I don't remember all the details, but it does sound like it will improve when they send out this next wave. So I guess we'll see.
So are they trying to cover up the fact that we know how the S2 cells work now, sort of deal, to kind of mix it up so that you can't force EX raids at a certain spot?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what this is about. I think they're trying to continue to tweak it to make it a little bit more accessible.
I guess.
So we'll see.
It's not even that hard.
But yeah, they did. There was a big uproar on the internet's
YouTube
channels and Twitter about these weird EX-rated passes.
So did they do the thing like with yours and they redacted it and just gave him some Stardust?
It's unclear to me if they've if they pulled back all of them. I saw reports of some getting pulled back, but I don't think they did, because what they did, actually the Niantic support Twitter tweeted saying that if you're planning on going to do an EX raid in a different time zone,
yeah,
the raid pass that you get is your local time, even if it's in the different time zone.
Oh, no.
So they were like, keep that in mind, because there was probably a lot of people who got EX raids for different time zones.
I've heard that one dude, he got a raid pass for a place in Hawaii that he went on. He visited months ago. He, spun the gym, and then he gets a raid pass for it in this last one. It's how's that going to work with time zones? Oh, God. I'm thinking Mewtwo's worth a Hawaii trip.
I'll take an excuse to go back to go to Hawaii.
I don't know, man.
No, I'm just kidding. That's
a hell of a lot of really expensive for a Pokemon. And it's probably not even good.
Right, yeah.
Oh, like, God.
Imagine you go all the way to Hawaii to get a 70% Mewtwo.
Oh, no. Like, going to the Flatiron was enough for a 73%, but right, exactly. Going to Hawaii, 42% Mewtwo at last.
In other news.
Yes.
The app was updated, the most notable addition that was data mined was support for quests in game.
Good.
That should be interesting.
I think we've bounced this back and forth that there's not a lot to do in the game.
Right. So this is at least something, but the quests seem a little bit boring based on the parameters that they've sort of leaked.
Yeah.
It's like, collect this much Stardust, collect this much
catch
XP,
the Pokemon, catch this, do yeah. this, battle the gym. It's like, oh, that's stuff we already do.
This is, it's stuff we're already doing, and it seems like it could be pretty boring. So we'll see. Hopefully they do something. Hopefully they at least release Mew this way.
It kind of depends on, like, what the reward for this. If it's just more experience in Stardust, I'm not going to do them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I won't go out of my way to intentionally
do
them.
It seems like a slightly updated daily spin sort of
because those are quests. Catch a Pokemon, spin your stop, those are daily quests, but there better be like a really good payoff for this.
I don't know who knows what they'll end up doing with it.
I feel really wary of it. Like, you want to get excited, but then you're like, man, Niantic hasn't been really good about these.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Cautiously optimistic, I guess, about it until
very
then.
Cautiously. Just dip my pinky into the water.
Right. Some more news that's not so relevant to you, New York City folks, is in Europe, the Unibail Rodamco shopping centers are having lures activated from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from now until February 26th.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. I guess, it helps people stay out of the weather and still be able to play the game, which is nice.
Go ahead. Finish up with the news.
So the second part of it is actually select shopping centers amongst that group of shopping centers are actually having special accommodations for the second community day.
Okay.
Including giveaways and things like that.
That's kind of neat.
And team lounges. It's like, ooh, team lounges.
So I keep hearing about like how Europe does stuff with their shopping centers.
Yeah.
Where is that in the U.S. at all?
Yeah, I don't know the backstory there, but they have some sort of special relationship with this particular.
they gave us a free meal and now we will always give them lore. Right. I don't know. I feel like there is a ton of opportunity. Like, you have all the parks in New York. You have all shopping centers everywhere. I don't know, man. Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense to me either why they do certain things like this in very specific
and always
parts
in
of the
Europe.
World.
Always
yeah.
in Europe.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always this particular shopping center. I don't know. I guess they're all owned by the same umbrella company. I'm not really sure. But,
I guess.
But that's what it seems like. Only this type of shopping center is getting them. Because they have a relationship with Niantic, I suppose.
I guess.
I don't see why they don't do similar things here. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, we have sponsor Pokestops. You could put lures at
those. Yeah, you got those, the Big Apple stops, and, like, there's nothing special.
Yeah.
Except, oh, it's a new stop. All right, I'm done here.
Right.
I will never spin this again.
So I don't get it. But anyways,
meh. Good for Europe.
One thing that I just wanted to remind everyone quickly is that Community Day number 2 is coming very soon.
Yes. That's
Saturday, February 24th. So be there, be square. I'm personally going to go to Central Park again.
I'm down for going to Grand Armour Plaza again.
Cool. And maybe I'll show up on time this time because, Dratini is actually...
Well, maybe there won't be a useful. March.
There won't be a march either.
Hopefully.
No, yeah. I would have heard about a big demonstration.
God, I was so bad last time. So yeah, mark your calendars properly. You have until the 13th with Gen 3 Pokemon. Then you got until the 14th with Kyogre. And then 7 days after that, you got Community Day.
Right. So I lined up my trip perfectly so that I can get out of the weather.
Okay.
But not miss Community Day here.
So you're leaving on the 14th?
Leaving on the 14th.
Okay,
coming back that Saturday, and we'll be able to record on the Sunday.
Okay.
And then the next week is Community Day.
Okay, so, that's perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Joe's going to come back burnt.
Yeah, look crispy.
Oh, man.
All right.
Weather?
Yeah, one last thing is our normal weather report.
Yeah, it's rainy today.
Yeah, it's very rainy today, but that looks like that's going to clear up for the most part. And I think today is actually probably going to be the last chance to get weather-boosted Kyogres before that goes away.
As a recording, it is Sunday, by the way.
And it looks like the beginning of the week is going to progressively get less cloudy. So on Monday you have partly cloudy, Tuesday mostly sunny, and then Wednesday sunny. So that'll be our first chance potentially to get our sunny cast forms. That's exciting.
I say this, I really do hope it rains for us tomorrow in Manhattan, and I wish everyone luck with getting a good Kyogre.
Yeah, because that's really going to be one of the last chances. It goes away on Wednesday, and I mean, it doesn't say rain on the forecast, so we'll see. It's like a 10% chance on Monday.
Dude,
so
it's very small. Warm on Wednesday. Holy moly.
Yeah, well, it's even warmer today, though.
Well, yeah, it's rainy, but still, for sunny.
Yeah. It looks like the temperatures in general are going to be pretty warm throughout the next couple weeks, so we're not going to get any snow. So we'll see if we have any more snow for the rest of the winter, because we need to get our snow cast forms as well.
I wonder if, like, it's still... It obviously probably is. Like, if you go to somewhere in, like, Northern Europe or something, like, or even Russia... Think you can get a snowy cast form there?
I'm not sure how that's relevant because I'm definitely not going to Russia to get a snowy cast form.
I might go there. I'm just thinking, like, do I have to wait an entire year, or if somehow my trips take me there?
Oh no, I'm sure if you go to a place with snow, why wouldn't they be there? I don't know.
Is Pokemon Go in Russia?
I don't know. But I'm sure it'll be somewhere snowy. Like, it's definitely in Australia, and they have the opposite sort of.
Does it snow in Australia?
Australia?
I don't think
it's... During the winter? I think it depends on the part of Australia.
Okay, because I'm thinking, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're a little temperate, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, this somewhere in the world is snowing at all times, I'm sure. So...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get your cast form year-round if you're willing to travel for it.
I mean, I don't know. It just kind of sucks we got to wait a year now. Unless there's some freak snowstorm.
Knock on wood. I mean, there'll probably be more snow.
Hopefully. I don't know. March is approaching really fast.
This is true. And the weather, I mean, it's consistently above 40 degrees for the entire 2 weeks, the entire 10-day forecast. So
what we can hope for, though, in the upcoming weeks is just a lot more windy days. Like, as I'm looking at this wind, it's kicking up a bit. That's going to be really good for boosted Rayquaza.
Right. It looks our highest chance of wind here is on this coming Friday, February 16th.
Nice.
14-mile-per-hour wind. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll be enough to kick that off. Hopefully. I really don't know what the threshold is at this point.
Hopefully your Florida weather is windy for you.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
It'll probably be sunny the whole time. But
do you think you can raid in hurricanes?
Can you raid in hurricanes?
Yeah. Do you like a...
I mean, physically, can you?
Like, well, you know, or is it going to be like, oh, extreme weather, no raiding?
No, I don't think so. I think that you could dismiss all those now, so.
Oh, good. Okay. So, oh, man.
Technically, you could.
Oh, man. Rayquaza is going to be great come June.
Would it be smart? Probably not.
Look, man. Look. We did it in snow. What's the difference?
Yeah, we did it in a blizzard pretty much, so.
I know I went out during, like, last year when Gen 2 was big. I went out during the blizzard. Just to go catch some stuff. It was
I went out a bit. Like, you know, you got to get out of your apartment for something. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But it looks like, for the most part, the rest of the forecast is mostly just cloudy days that are slightly warmer than it has been in New York City. And a couple scattered days with some showers. So
again,
here's too hoping. Late. Too late for Kyogre.
Here's hoping that just something comes up before Wednesday.
Right, right.
If not, tomorrow's it, boys.
I wonder if I have time to run into the city and try to get one more Kyogre raid in today.
Today?
Yeah. Before I have to get to Brooklyn for my grandmother's birthday.
Ooh, you better hurry right after the show, then.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's all I have.
I think that's it for me, too.
All right. I guess we should end the podcast, then.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, we did nearly an hour this time again. We're back up to our... We're increasing our average episode time.
Because we got enough to rant about.
Yeah, exactly. All right. With that... As always, I'm going to encourage you to visit us on social media.
Yes.
On Twitter, we're Level5Radio. Our email address is mail@level5radio.com. And I really want to hear from you guys. I want to know who's listening.
Yeah.
So if you have any opinions about anything we've gone over, any suggestions for the show, are you outside of New York City? Do you find this show interesting if you're outside of New York City?
Does it encourage you to want to come visit us?
If you're in New York City, is this helpful in any specific way? Is it more interesting being sort of localized? I want to hear your opinions. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
mail@level5radio.com.
You know what I want to know?
Number five, not the word.
You know what I want to know? What Pokemon Go is like in China.
Yeah. I imagine it's pretty different than it is here, considering, well, number one, that people think it's not as popular, right?
Yeah. And that they had to possibly censor some of the Pokemon.
So, to appease Adele, if you're in China, please reach out to us.
Yeah, totally. Actually, really do. I'm legitimately curious. Like, there's certain areas of the world I'd love to know how people play this
something,
game.
All right. We're still starting out. Something tells me it's unlikely we have any Chinese listeners, but...
If you know anyone.
Maybe all of our listeners are Chinese. You never know.
Hey, man. Ni hao.
All right. With that, our website again, level5radio.com.
Yep.
Happy catching. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele. Keep hatching those eggs, boys.
And girls.
And girls. People.